This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States says it carried out another round of airstrikes on Sunday against Iran-backed militia in Iraq and Syria, this time in response to drone attacks by the militia against U.S. personnel at facilities in Iraq. In a statement, the U.S. military said it targeted operational and weapons storage facilities at two locations in Syria and one location in Iraq. It did not disclose whether anyone was killed or injured. The strikes came at the direction of President Joe Biden. It's the second time he's ordered retaliatory strikes against Iran-backed militia since he took office 5 months ago. Biden last ordered limited strikes against a target in Syria in February, that time in response to rocket attacks in Iraq. The Pentagon said in a statement, as demonstrated by this evening's strikes, President Biden has been clear that he will act to protect U.S. personnel. The mayor of Miami-Dade County in Florida said Sunday the death toll from the collapse of a beachfront condominium has risen to 9 as search and rescue efforts continue. Scores of rescue workers remain on the massive pile of rubble, still hoping to find survivors among the more than 150 people who remain missing. 4 days after Thursday's collapse, authorities and loved ones fear the death toll will go much higher. Dozens of families await word on the fate of their loved ones. The atmosphere inside a hotel ballroom where around 200 family members were briefed by authorities on Saturday was tense, according to Associated Press. Families frustrated with the slow pace of recovery efforts demand that they be allowed to go to the scene. Families are not among rescue workers because of the dangers involved. The mayor of Surfside, Florida, has said they are short on luck, but not on resources. You're listening to VOA News.